You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to High High Ministries, everyone. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. And I believe that God has a blessing for you today, and I pray that the Lord will reveal some new truths to you. Today's text is going to be taken out of Luke 13, Luke chapter 13, verse 7. Luke chapter 13, verse 7. Now, my sermon is, it took me a lot to try to find reference to the sermon I'm about to preach. But today's message is going to be people that are just taking up space. People that are just taking up space. Luke chapter 13, verse 7 says, "And he said to the gardeners, 'See, for 3 years I have been looking for fruit from this tree, and I have not had any. Let it be cut down. Why is it taking up space?'" Why is it taking up space? Now, don't you know today that there's many people out there that are just taking up space? They're doing nothing for nobody, but all they're doing is taking up space. And their only mission is to make your life more miserable. Amen? The only mission of their life is to make your life more miserable. There's so many people today that are taking up space. They're taking up space everywhere. What does the NIV version say? "So he said to them who took care of the vineyard, 'For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on the fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down.'" And note what it says. Why should it use up all the soil? First of all, I just want to say there's a lot of good people in our government agencies that are doing the right thing. There's a lot of good people that are in colleges that are doing the right thing. There's a lot of good people that are in the church that are doing the right thing. And they sincerely care for people. They sincerely help people, and they sincerely have a heart for Jesus Christ. So first of all, I want you to know that we honor those that are doing right in government agencies. And but this sermon today is about people that are just taking up space. People that are not doing anything for anybody. They just go to work, they sit, and they just collect a paycheck. Now, these are the kind of people that I believe that are just taking up space. And why should it use up all the soil? Come on, somebody. Now, there's divine requirements. Divine requirements. For that tree, he had a divine requirement to grow, to produce fruit. And when it's not producing fruit, you can hear God saying, "Why is this tree taking up space?" Come on, somebody. Try to follow along with me. You're not hearing what I'm trying to say. There's so many people that are in positions now that have an opportunity to help. But all they're doing is taking up space. They don't belong there. They're only there to make the average person's life more miserable. And how they got to that position, I don't know. Come on, somebody. They're just taking up space. They're not doing anything. Use the soil for something else. I don't know how many today, how many preachers in the church. I don't know how many churches that have been built. I don't know how many ministries, how many government officials, come on somebody, how many college professors, I'll even go as far as Christian college professors and universities, that are just there to take up space. They're just there to receive money. But their heart is not in helping people no more. Their heart is not in helping others, but their heart is just for themselves and to get that paycheck and to move on. They could care less about you. They could care less about your family. They could care less about your life. Because you know what? All they're there is to do is to take up space. All they're there to do is to look good. All they're there is to do is to fit in the social organizations. Come on, somebody.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, you've got to cut you down. Sooner or later, you've got to cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand. Working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
There's a moral. There's a moral vineyard here. There's morale. You can see Luke 20, chapter 20, verse 9. And there's divine requirements. And some general references to that, Deuteronomy 10, 12, Luke 20, 25. But there was no fruit. There was no willingness to help. So for all these people that are in our government agencies, that are just there taking up space, I want to tell you something. Jesus is coming to the garden. And Jesus is picking flowers. Jesus is picking the trees. Jesus is coming to uproot. Come on, somebody. Somebody, you've been there a little too long and you're just taking up space. You might been able to fool men. You might been able to fool the agencies. You might been able to fool people. Come on, somebody. But I gotta warn and I gotta tell you right now that Jesus is coming to look at His vineyard. Jesus is coming to look to see if you've been producing fruit. Because I gotta tell you today, you, if you're not producing fruit, He's going to say, why is it taking up space? Why should it use up this soil? Let's cut it down. Come on, somebody. Listen to what I'm trying to say. Matthew 7:16 says, ye shall know them by their fruits. Then it goes on to say, do men gather grapes of thorns? Or figs of thistles? Go on to Matthew 7:20. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Come on, somebody. I got to warn and I got to tell people, business owners right now, be careful who you hire in. They might have the knowledge, but if they don't have moral fiber, they're going to do more harm to your business than to help it. Come on, somebody. The reason why your business is not growing is because there's somebody there that is just taking up space. See, the devil and Jesus just can't work side by side. If you got the devil in your business, and you got Jesus in your business, do you think that they can work side by side? Do you think that that government or that organization can function properly? No. Jesus and the devil cannot work side by side. Matter of fact, they've been fighting for ages. They've been fighting for centuries. They are in total opposition from one another. Look, agencies, I suggest you decide right now who you want to hire in. Do you want to hire in the devil? Or do you want to hire in Jesus? Do you want to hire in the devil or Jesus? Oh, but we don't discriminate. We're not here to discriminate against the devil. No, there's laws that we don't want to discriminate against the devil. The devil has every right to do what he wants to do in my business. The devil has every right to function the way he wants. He has freedom to do evil in this country. Wrong. People and government agencies, they are clogging up the system. They're not doing nothing to help people. But they're just there to collect their paychecks. And they have no more reason to be there than to make your life miserable. Come on, somebody. No more reason than to make your life miserable. Since when did we think that Jesus and the devil can work side by side? Since when do you think that Jesus and the devil can run your business, run your agencies the way it needs to be run? The fact is, nothing is being done. Nothing is moving. There's no production. Come on, somebody. People aren't being helped for the very fact that there's many organizations today that are hiring the devil. I don't know about you, but it seems like our country has freedoms to allow the devil to move. Listen and listen good. Church, listen and listen good, people. The devil and Jesus aren't friends. They work in total opposition. You have to decide today whom you're going to follow. Are you going to follow the devil or are you going to follow Jesus? And if you follow Jesus, then there's got to be some kind of moral fiber. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't you know that the devil tries to look like Jesus? Don't you know the devil sometimes talks like Jesus? Don't you know the devil even does miracles like Jesus? But they are in total opposition. I would ask every business owner today, I would ask every government agency today, I would ask them to go and look to find those that are just taking up space. I would ask every college institution to look for those that are just taking up space. Come on, somebody. It's time that there is a revival, a moral revival in this nation. Come on, somebody. In Luke chapter 13, verse 7, Jesus came back and he said, look, he said, for 3 years, I've been looking for something to happen. For 3 years. He said, look, I've been waiting for the church to do something. For 3 years. Oh, come on, somebody. You got people in the church that just care about making their pastor look good. Come on, somebody. God forbid you don't want to tell them that their pastor's wrong. How hurtful that would be. But I got to tell you, for 3 years, we've been waiting for fruit. And I don't know about you, and you can go back to the church of Laodicea, but I'm telling you that Jesus is waiting for fruit on your vineyard. He's waiting for fruit in your church. He's waiting for fruit in your organization, in your business. Come on, somebody. He is waiting for fruit, but he says no more. It's time to be cut down because all you're doing is taking up space. And there's a spirit that is moving, and the spirit of Jesus is moving on this nation. And you think, devil, that you can just take up space and you think that you can defeat this nation. Come on, somebody. But there's a spirit that is so more mighty, so more powerful. He's moving. Jesus is going back to the vineyard, and he's going to be looking. Come on, somebody. Who is taking up space?
Oh, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still, when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Are you taking up space? Do you generally care about helping others? Or are you just there to get a paycheck? I don't know how many preachers today that are just preaching and because they get a paycheck. They don't generally care about the people. They just want to go where the money's at. They'll be preaching at a small church and somebody offers them a bigger church. Oh, and then they want to justify it and say God has called them to that church. I don't know about you, but maybe God is calling me in Fiji on an island. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to preach to the men and the women on the beach of Hawaii. Oh yeah, God is calling me there. Let's get it straight. Let's money to sells people. Come on, somebody. Pastors aren't in it to help people anymore. They're in it for the money. Let's be honest and let's be real with one another. Some of you government agencies, you have websites out there. Come on, somebody. You're on television, but you're not there to help people, but you're there to make people believe that you're helping people. Come on, somebody. How many people there today are just making people believe that you care? Oh, I don't know about you, but God really cares for your soul. God really cares about your heart. God really cares about you and what you are supposed to do in your life. God wants to help you to get to where you're at because He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Come on, somebody. I don't believe today that people genuinely want to help folks anymore. Matter of fact, it's a power trip. They just want to look good. They want to get to their position and they want to make people look at them. Come on, somebody. They think they're smart, but they're not smart. They think they know things, but they don't know things. Come on, somebody. They think because they have a PhD that they're smart, but they're not really smart. They want people to applaud them. They're insecure. Come on, somebody. This is the devil. And why are we hiring the devil? I don't know about you, but you can't make the devil and Jesus work side by side. You cannot. They will never work side by side. And the day that the devil and Jesus becomes friends would be the day, come on somebody, it would never happen. There would never be a day because Jesus is God and the devil is a liar. And that is just the way it's going to be. So I'm asking you today, if you are in a position, and you're just taking up space, well, it's time to be cut down. And why should you use up all the good soil? Come on, somebody. I don't know about you. Isn't there just leeches out there that just want to suck your blood? Come on, somebody. Isn't that what the devil is? He's a leech and he just wants to suck your blood. He just wants to suck the blood right out of you. How many leeches there are just there to want to see you fall? Nobody wants to see you successful. So much jealousy in our government agencies. So much jealousy in our church. So much jealousy in our educational institutions. There is so much jealousy out there. Nobody wants to see you fly high. Nobody wants to see you become successful. Come on, somebody. Oh, I don't know how many evil folk today that are in the Christian church that are just there taking up spaces. You know, I recently just talked to a Christian professor, and he doesn't believe, come on somebody, this is a PhD Christian professor that doesn't believe that you should accept Jesus into your heart. Now, I don't know about you, but listen and listen good. This guy's a PhD Christian professor at a Christian university that teaches your students, and he doesn't believe that you should accept Jesus into your heart. He does not believe in the sinner's prayer. Now, you listen and you listen to me good, professor. I have one word for you. You're just taking up space. You're taking up space. Reevaluate why you are there. Reevaluate why you are there. Or Jesus is coming to cut you down. Now listen and listen to me good. Oh, I know some of you think you're so educated that you can debate doctrine. I know somebody think you're so educated because, now listen and listen good, because somehow that you're in with a big group of people. But I'm here to tell you that you're just taking up space. Why should you use up all the good soil when God is producing sons and daughters and He's raising them up? Why should you drown out the blessings? Why should you, because your life is miserable, why should you take up space? Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but these kind of people think they're so good. They think they're better than everybody else. They think they're high in society. You listen and you listen to me good. Jesus is coming to cut you down. He's coming to cut you down. You ever been to a parking place and you've seen this very nice car, right? This car thinks he's better than everybody else because his car is nicer than your car. The Outlook ornament is nicer than your car. But the engine is the same. Come on, somebody. The engine takes gasoline just like your car. But he feels that he wants to park in two parking spots instead of one. And you, who you're right, your car, it's not as nice as his car on the outward ornament, on the outward, but he parks in two parking spots, and therefore it says that you can't park here. Now, these kind of people, come on somebody, that puff themselves up, that have all the degrees, that seem to be in government agencies, come on somebody, they are just taking up space. And Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back to the vineyard, and he's coming back to cut them down. Oh, I hope today that you're not one of these men. I hope today that you're not one of these women. But I'm here to warn you that Jesus is coming to cut you down. Oh, I know you've lied to people and you look good on the outward. Matter of fact, you're like that nice new car that's taking up two spaces. But I'm telling you that Jesus is coming to cut you down. He's replanting, and he just says, why should you use up all the good soil? Now listen and listen to me good, people. There's always a penalty for sin. There's always penalties for sin. And you might be deceiving a lot of people today. And there's always a penalty. And sometimes that penalty might be delayed. Oh, come on, Genesis 15:16, Luke 13:8. It might be delayed for a time, but God will cut you down if you are not following Him. Now, when I was in the cavalry, I was a scout in the cavalry. I used to get yelled at all the time. Matter of fact, my sergeants used to yell at us, put us down all the time. But afterwards, they used to say, if it applies to you, then take it. And if it doesn't, then don't take it. This is the same way that a preacher must preach. And I tell you, if you're listening to this today, if it applies to you, then take it. And if it doesn't apply to you, then just let it go. I must preach what is the truth. I believe today, and I want to thank those people that are genuinely helping people, genuinely concerned about others' welfare, genuinely love people. don't lose the heart of Jesus. If you're singing music, sing it for Jesus. Let's not take up space. Let's produce a crop. Let's produce a harvest. Let the production line move faster. Let the standard of our educational system grow higher. Let the church flourish as it never flourished before. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray for those today that you would cut down those that are just taking up space. And I pray, Father, that those that don't know Jesus, that they would accept Jesus as your personal Savior into their heart. I pray that you would lead those and guide those. Protect those. Protect our government agencies that are helping folks. Protect people that want to do good. Protect them from the devil.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.